Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister breaks ground for new business process outsourcing facility, reaffirms government's commitment to universal access to secondary education, and new LAMP administration committees to be established. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Thursday broke ground for the establishment of a new business process outsourcing BPO center in the Montego Bay Free Zone in St. James. The 63,000 square feet facility will increase total BPO operations in the Mobe Free Zone to 665,000 square feet, a 10% boost.
We are witnessing another step in Jamaica's transformation as a leading player in the global business process outsourcing sector. I want to applaud all who made this possible as we continue to leverage Jamaica's position in the international business process outsourcing market.
The Prime Minister applauds all the operators within the BPO sector in Montego Bay for the tremendous growth the industry is experiencing. He is challenging the operators to work to triple their current employment figures as part of efforts to spur long-term growth in Jamaica's economy. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced last week that adjudication committees are to be established in three additional parishes under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. Adjudication committees are set up to help determine ownership for land parcels where claimants have produced no documentation. Mr. Holness says the committees will be implemented in St. Mary, Portland, and St. Thomas. He adds that legislative reform is being planned to help underscore their work.
A draft bill amending the Registration of Titles, Cadastral Mapping and Tenure Clarification Act is being finalized. The amended bill is aimed at making the law more culturally relevant so that recognition may be given to the manner in which many landowners give, buy, and sell land.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a ceremony to hand over land titles under LAMP at the Office of the Prime Minister last Tuesday. In the meantime, the Prime Minister is reaffirming the government's commitment to ensuring that there is universal access to quality secondary education. He says the government's overarching aim is to ensure that there is a sense of satisfaction among students, no matter what secondary institution they transition to from primary school.
What we want in Jamaica is that every child, no matter the household that you come from, the income bracket that you come from, the social context that you come from, every single Jamaican child, you close your eye and you pick a school, and you know that that school is going to give you a good life opportunity.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT Awards function at the Office of the Prime Minister on August 24. The Prime Minister adds that more emphasis is to be placed on the teaching of civics in schools to counteract the negative values being presented to the society. Jamaican culture, he says, is continuously being challenged by information coming from places with experiences and notions that differ from how we as a people see things.
So there has to be a constant reinforcement of what are the values of the Jamaican society. And we have to teach that in school. So civics, which we all used to be taught in primary school and in high school, we have to bring that back into the system.
Mr. Holness says more needs to be done to supplement the civics material that is being taught within the education system. He says the education minister has been instructed to develop more material to highlight positive social values. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Do you have a climate saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launch at Green Tech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.